Arizona a lot. I haven't been to Winslow, Arizona, but man, I like that song. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. If you pay attention, or maybe you listen every day, maybe you've missed it, I've teamed up with the folks at visitarizona.com. And over the past couple weeks, we've been introduced to some very cool places that maybe you've missed. You know, it's not just about flying into Phoenix or going to Flagstaff or hitting Sedona, although I never want to miss Sedona when I'm in Arizona. But there's so much more. And National Park Week starts next week, and the Year of Arizona Discovery continues with an invitation to explore. I did not know that Arizona had over 50 state and national parks, of course, monuments and trails. How are you today, Anita?
I'm doing just great.
I saw a friend yesterday who works in radio in Phoenix, and she had done a hike, and she was so proud of herself. It was her first desert hike, and she went with a bunch of people that did yoga while they were at their destination. And Anita, you served as a park ranger for how many years?
I've been a park ranger actually since 1987, but I've been here in Tumacacri and in Arizona for just a bit over 30 years.
And Tumacacri has some amazing history. Why don't you tell people about that special place?
Okay, it does, and it's a place that few people have actually heard of until they get down here and stumble into it and wander in. And almost universally, people come in and they kind of wonder what this place is, and when they leave, they are just thrilled that they found us. It's a historical site. It was a mission to the Autan people, who are the native people here. It became a Spanish mission, and the main resource we protect is a big, beautiful, old church ruin that the community built. But we have a whole lot more than just that church ruin to see. We have trails. We have riparian areas, so river environment. We have different kinds of tours. Always just a lot going on there, a lot more than people expect when they wander in the door.
Yeah, you know, looking at that picture, it is amazing. I would have never known something like that it still exists, that it's still up and upright, because it was pretty much a cultural crossroads there, right?
Yes. Yeah, this was part of the territory where the Autan people lived, as I said, but there were other tribes and groups nearby, and everybody traveled and traded and intermingled. And then when the Spanish came into the area, then those European cultures started to blend and mix. And so that church structure is really sort of a symbol of what happened here with that cultural mixing of peoples that all got together and learned new ways of living.
And what's the connection with the Buffalo Soldiers?
There were Buffalo Soldiers down in Nogales, which is a town that is right on the border with Mexico, 19 miles from Tumacacori. So right in this area, there were Buffalo Soldiers stationed. And so undoubtedly, they were all around the area. They would have been, you know, they would have wandered through and probably even left some historic signatures somewhere in the church that we have yet to find.
So there's so many people that just fly in, like I said, to Flagstaff or, you know, Phoenix. They want to get in a round of golf. They want to escape the winter weather. But why would you tell people, and I mean, I could probably do it too because I'm a big fan of the parks, but why would you recommend visiting a park in Arizona and not skipping that part of your vacation?
Oh, absolutely. There's just so much in southern Arizona. It's a gorgeous place. And there's so much variety with when you go up in elevation, you go up into a totally different environment than the desert elevation that you maybe first think of with southern Arizona. But there you can get up into the Forest Service land and get up in the tall pine trees and trails, or you can go to, say, Saguaro National Park around Tucson and see the prime example of a saguaro desert. The Sonoran Desert is characterized by those big saguaro cacti that you picture with Arizona. And so the national parks are located in places where there is something that is incredibly unique, important, beautiful, historically important. There's always a really big story behind a national park. And so you're really visiting the prime historic and beauty nature areas when you include the national parks in your visit.
I think there's a big story about your life, because if you have done this, if you've served as a park ranger for over 30 years, I can't imagine the stories that you've got to tell. So we'll have to catch up again.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Hey.
All right. Well, thank you for having us come on.
Absolutely. If you're ready to go, Arizona Office of Tourism has its free digital AZ Parks Passport. That is available beginning tomorrow. It uses geolocation to make it easy to add a park visit. Let's say if you're going to Phoenix or you're going to Sedona. And then next week, we'll continue to discover Arizona. You can go to visitarizona.com, plan your trip, get some ideas.